everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. This is the Awakener, Matt. I got the Insider with me. We are so glad that you're going to be part of the show, and we have an amazing show for you today. But first, we got to talk about some stuff. I got shut down on Spotify again. I'm going to get shut down on probably YouTube again. So I'm just going to warn you. We're going to change things again, one more time. The only way that I can communicate to you with what is actually really going on in this world is through Patreon. I got to be front, honest with you, and just upfront with everything. We're going to reduce Patreon to basically $2.99, $3 a month. You can get your subscription there. I can talk openly about everything that's going on with no like censorship, no nothing. You can get the whole story there. Of course, we're going to do our free show. The reason why we're doing this is because it's only a matter of time before this free show is just not going to exist. We're just going to have sock pocket puppets or do whatever we do, and the real show will just be what it is. Okay, so we're going to get started. Now, it's very complicated what's going on. Actually, it's not that complicated once you understand it. It's not a debate. It's not about a discussion about trans people. It's not a discussion about climate change. It is a war. The Western world is in a complete, total, undeclared war versus a communist conspiracy that seeks to destroy it and has organized for hundreds and hundreds of years to do this. These people are so evil that they've even started fake wars to advance themselves around the world, grab nations, and they're planning something really, really horrible as we speak right now, which we've documented on theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is the only place where you can literally see the whole thing unfold to you with predictions, everything from historically why things are happening, communism, the enemy that's been created, the US military industrial, you'll have a whole mind blow as to what is actually happening. So let's get started. Insider, how are you?
I'm doing great, Awakener. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some basic stuff for a few minutes, and then we'll go to the Patreon, okay? So we're going to talk all about the U.S. election. We're going to talk about Canada. We're going to talk about Israel, Iran. We're going to talk about Taiwan. We're going to talk about North Korea. We're going to talk about Saudi Arabia and the MERS outbreak. There's so much going on. So Hunter Biden is being charged, was charged with his gun offense, which we talked about. You remember that, right? So, Insider, remember how we talked about how this gun charge is basically because he bought himself a gun because he wanted to kill himself? Because he found out through Patrick Ho and the indictment of Patrick Ho that the U.S. government was surveilling him for a number of years. This is just an interesting thing that's going to happen because this gun charge is literally the cherry on top of this whole huge cake that is just going to explode for the entire world to see. What is the latest on the Hunter Biden case?
So that's very interesting because just this week, he tried to have that charge dismissed again and the judge refused. So he's going to trial.
He's going to trial. And in trial, they have discovery. He's right. Going to have his tax trial and there's going to be a huge kind of Pandora's box opening as to who is funding him or helping him. And this is what we've discussed on this podcast for a long, long time, is that there are a bunch of communists that infect our nation and the agenda they're passing. They're actually traitors, believe it or not. They're actually aiding and abetting our enemy to literally defeat us. That's just being completely blunt. So, Insider, who do you think Hunter Biden was working for?
Well, we knew he was benefiting the old man.
Oh,
right?
There you go.
And he was working with the Chinese. We're paying him. Ukrainians. Like, he was...
The Ukrainians? The Chinese? The yep. Russians? What do you mean this thing with Zelensky and Putin is fake? It's fake. This is the third... If you look at their kind of expansion, this communist conspiracy over the last two centuries, we are now in the twilight zone. This is their 11th our plan. This is when they're like, oh my goodness, we're going to get complete world control. All we have to do is orchestrate our last war. And then we can do, guess what? An internal revolution inside the Western nations. Now let's go back in world history, okay, for a second. So we talked about the Russian Revolution of 1917. What people forget a lot of is that they actually had a mini revolution in 1905 that failed. This mini revolution that failed wasn't powerful enough. There wasn't enough distractions. There wasn't enough chaos going on. They literally realized that they needed to have a world war to gain control of the Soviet Union. This is why they're orchestrating a world war very slowly through a bunch of proxy fronts before having an ultimate internal revolution that they've been planning for quite some time, which is going to be done under the guise of chaos. No power, no electricity, miniature suitcase bombs, all kinds of stuff. It's going to be lovely. And if you look at the agenda that's being passed in Canada specifically, oh my goodness, it's getting crazy. What's the latest on the agenda being passed in Canada?
So, you know, Trudeau's pushing hate speech laws. He's trying to do...
Everything is hate speech.
Everything's hate speech. Anything that's anti-government is hate speech. So they want to shut you down. They want to close your bank accounts. They want to take total control. And it's just an extension of what he did with the Emergencies Act back with the Freedom Convoy.
Oh, exactly. So if you understand what's happening, to summarize it very, very simply, is the enemy is in their third plan of kind of expanding into this world government control. So before this plan was put into place, they had to have a certain somebody on the inside of the U.S. presidency. I'm going to call this person someone Barack Obama. So Barack Obama was setting up the communist conspiracy for a huge win ahead of this world war, which was, let's put it in perspective, they were shipping the U.S. uranium outside Canada. This is why Trudeau was put in. They were shipping it over to Europe, to Ukraine. They were setting up these companies called BHR and Burisma. They were working with relationships with Kazakhstan through these companies in Ukraine to ship the uranium over to Kazakhstan and then over to Iran and then over to North Korea. You're welcome. So a network of traders is setting up the communist conspiracy for a huge smash and grab job win ahead of this war, and it didn't work out. So what's happening now is the enemy and their entire plan is falling apart and they're being investigated, and these investigations are starting to catch up to them very slowly. At the same time, they're like, oh crap, we have to go ahead with our plan now because we're going to be found out. Doesn't it all make sense now? So what's the latest on foreign interference in Canada?
So they just put forward the report from the foreign for the committee that
the fake committee that
dealt with the foreign interference, and you know it was an absolute joke. Even though they know that, like, it came all out that, for example, Handong in Don Valley North, which is a part of Toronto,
right?
China, the consulate of communist China, bussed in busloads of Chinese visa students who weren't allowed to be members of any political party,
right?
And they came with fake identification that was provided by the consulate, and they were voting on his behalf to get him to be the Liberal nominee in a nomination race.
Right.
So it was, the corruption was laid bare. The problem here is that the report comes back and it wouldn't even talk about the 18 ridings that were infiltrated by China, Iran, India, etc. What it said was there was infiltration, foreign interference in the 2019 and 2021 election, but it wasn't big enough to change the outcome of the vote.
Huh,
meanwhile, sure, there's 200,000 votes that Elections Canada still has not counted from the 2021 election 3 years, like 2.5 years later. They still haven't counted those votes. They're saying, though, that none of this would have changed the outcome of the election. Obviously, it was all predetermined. And that the only thing that the foreign interference did was to put a question mark in people's minds as to the integrity of our elections. And they're trying to reassure everyone that our elections are free and fair and sound.
See,
and they're not.
That's why the insider is so great. So much information. Now, let's recap. The foreign interference in the election, I'm going to be honest with you, is only to keep Trudeau in power.
Right.
It wasn't actually the foreign interference. The foreign interference in the election was actually Barack Obama's head and Joe Biden's hand orchestrating Trudeau to the prime minister's office way back in when? 2015.
2015, yep.
They did that because all these multinational corporations that work for the UN agenda put in a bunch of money with foreign companies to get Harper out of there. Why? Because Barack Obama and the conspiracy needed to ship the U.S. uranium outside of America to Canada and then over to Europe. They could not directly ship the U.S. uranium to America, to Ukraine, and then Kazakhstan directly. This is specifically why Trudeau was put in office, on top of another bunch of agenda items we're going to talk in the Patreon. But interestingly enough, all this foreign interference is talking about really keeping Trudeau in power, because the investigations that are happening with Patrick Ho, Devin Archer, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Trudeau, Obama, are all leading to everyone knowing. The foreign interference happened much prior. And then ask yourself the questions. Why has there been foreign interference insider in Vancouver with regards to the mayor's race? Why is there foreign interference,
right,
in regards to Toronto's? Why was Gong, or whatever the guy's name was,
yep,
that Chinese
Gong
person, putting all these signs over and nobody voted for him? I'm going to blow $40 million for,
yeah,
no reason in Toronto's election with literally signs everywhere and,
yeah,
then only get 3,000 people to vote for me. Ha, good one. This whole thing that they're setting up right now is to keep power, to keep Trudeau in. The reason they're doing that is because the whole conspiracy is going to fall apart and to show everybody, oh shit, we are actually traitors and we were setting up the defeat of the Western world ahead of this world war. Oh man.
And it's so obvious to see the traitors that are running our government, whether it's in the U.S. or Canada or parts of Europe. It's so easy to see now when you look at it. You can see that these people do not have our nation's interests at heart, and right. they're trying to destroy it every chance they can get.
They're traitors. But this is why, ladies and gentlemen, that our free show gets shut down. And this is why we have to go to the Patreon, because the Patreon is the real deal. Let's head there now.